Puerto Rico, because the friends of Puerto Rico are asking me to work for the Aspida, and we did. Alan Weinberg, whoever you may be. That's Alan. Give up, Alan Weinberg. That's Alan Weinberg. We come over wherever we go. So we're in Puerto Rico, and we do a tweet up there because we want to bring 140 to the Caribbean. And someone who represents Carlos Delgado says that, that he wanted to come to the conference as well. I said, yeah. And I was like, whoa. So this is part of the job I really like a lot. I get to introduce Carlos Delgado. Give it up, please.
Promoter, we create awareness, but we have to kind of find the good timing. And I guess all these like social media consultant gurus here will tell you that timing is everything here. I mean, my consultant has a timing like sheet at the end of the month. This time of the day, or you reach so many people at the end of the month, or this demographic and this demographic. So I'm like, hold on, I don't have time for all that. But anyway, it's important. So I understood that if I wanted to make a difference, I have to embrace that and I have to play by those rules. So that's what we're trying to do. You know, we play by the rules, and I'm getting fascinated by the power, the flexibility, and the efficiency of social media. Give an example. Last month, I'm sitting at home, minding my own business, playing with my kids, getting to bed, turn on the TV, Josh Hamilton, 4 home runs in 1 night. Awesome. I tweet, Josh, welcome to the club. So, little that I know, sitting at home, shorts on, a lot of activity on my account. Ooh. Within 2 hours, I was trending topic. Nothing. So, I mean, it helps when you can hit 4 homers in a game. So, go ahead and try it. But anyway, at that time, the next day, we started putting stuff about our foundation in there and trying to redirect people back to extra spaces. So we try to create that timing. Another example. I'm not saying that I'm going to do this because a lot of Yankee fans are here. Subway Series coming up this weekend. I'm saying that Mets are going to kick the Yankees butt. If I say that on Twitter now or post it on Facebook, I mean, I'm going to have a lot of lovers and a lot of haters. So I'm going to stay away from that one. I'm not going to do that. We tend to try to stay away from the silly stuff. I mean, we have fun with it. We try to send the message out there. We try to be efficient and try to get to as many people as we can. Because at the end of the day, that's what we try to do. You know, at this time where it's tough economics globally, you have the power to get to other people. I'm not trying to reinvent the wheel here. We all know this. But when you're doing fundraising events, every dollar counts, and every people that you get to count. So, I mean, I tweet in Spanish, I tweet in English. If I want to get to fans in Toronto or in Canada, I tweet something about my plane there, plane days there. Or, I mean, as recent as last week I was there, I mean, they gave me a great welcome, a lot of activity in my account. So it's a great opportunity to push another campaign that we're doing in Puerto Rico. We're selling these, like, silly bands. We partnered up with fast food chain in Puerto Rico, so we got this event that we're promoting. So it worked great. But trying to find a way to get a message across. I mean, tweet in Spanish, tweet in English, like I said. I just kind of hate the guy that when you tweet something in Spanish, say English only. I'm like, are you kidding me? You decide to follow me, and then you're telling me how to tweet, when to tweet. So anyway, I guess we have to come to the territory. But it's a great tool. We can do it in both ways. But at the end of the day, what we want to do, we want to get the message out there that there's a lot of need out there, a lot of sick kids out there, a lot of kids that need special help, a lot of kids that need their medicine, a lot of kids that need their therapy, a lot of kids that need their food. They don't know if the stock market is up or down. They don't understand that. They probably don't understand the word recession. But it is important that if you want to make a difference and if you want to impact these lives, you get together, you try to use it to the best of your advantage.
So what tweet do you want the audience to ask you right
now? I'm Carlos Salgado 21 and Extra Bases PR. So there's two tweets, but Carlos Salgado 21 is the one I use the most. I'll redirect you, don't worry about it. Get to extrabases.pr, get to extrabases.org. You can donate, you can find out what we do. There's PayPal. Sometimes we pair up with causes to promote a campaign. That way you can go in, figure out exactly what we do. Well, they'll figure it out. They have their own lingo. They can make all that in 140 characters. I mean, they're experts. So, but anyway, that is the message. I love the fact that I'm doing it, I'm embracing it, and it's very powerful. So thank you for having me here. Yeah, thank you so much.